Welcome to Juice Pro Wrestling, episode 11, South of Heaven. How you feeling today, Seren?
Awesome.
I'm feeling great because you know why?
Because you just got done screaming?
Well, that too, you know, but it's just me and you.
Very intimate today.
Your mama and your cousins too, but really it's just me and you.
It's wonderful.
I know. I like it, you know. Sometimes you got to get the crowd the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out! Right?
Yeah.
All right, you don't seem too enthused about that, but anyways, let's do something a little bit different here today on episode 11. We're going to do a little what's going on in the news, a little kind of fast-paced,
Pro wrestling news
from the Juice and the Sret. Sret is real. So, Sret, I'm just going to hand it over to you right now,
all right.
You fucking, we get this ball rolling.
What I'm going to do is, I'm on an anonymous site on the internet, and there are about 30 or 40, we didn't count, articles, news, like news that has been submitted today.
I'll submit you today, motherfucker.
How dare you?
It might be the other way around. I'm sorry. You're much bigger than I am.
I'm 6'7", 450 pounds.
Of lust.
It's true.
It's true. It's damn true.
So I'm going to try to read these as fast as I can. If it's something you actually want to talk about, we will discuss.
Don't go too fast. I know I'm a grind dude, but you know, come on.
I was trying to wet my lips so that I could get it going. No, thank you.
Okay.
It's such a gross noise.
I'll do that for you. That, you know, that thing you asked me to do.
I can do that for you if you want me to. That thing that you said earlier.
Did you mean what you said back there, or were you just fooling around? Because if you really want me to do that for you, I will. I'd be happy to.
All right, let's do it.
What was his name?
Quentin Tarantino? Well, in the movie?
It was the Gecko Brothers.
Yeah, the Gecko. Seth. Was Seth. It Seth? No, Seth was George Clooney.
Was it?
I think so.
Seth and
Joe Rogan.
Joe.
No. The Rogan Brothers.
And what was her name? The girl.
Okay. Yeah. Did you like the sound of
podcast
silence?
Podcast goes to a standstill.
It's stale. We're unsubscribing. All right. Come on.
Was it
kick
Seth?
It off.
God damn it. All right. Ready?
It was Seth and... Where are the pricks on Flicks, motherfuckers, when you need them?
I keep thinking Richard Gecko, but that's Richard Grieco, star of 21 Jump Street.
Right? Dick Gecko. This Gecko's a dick.
Ready?
Yeah.
First one. WWE.
You sound like Michael Cole when you say that. WWE.
WWE SmackDown viewership lowest in almost a year. Any thoughts?
Yeah, it probably is.
Because it sucks?
Yeah, because it probably does.
Ready? Billy Gunn's son talks about being picked on as a kid during Billy and Chuck Angle in WWE.
Well, you know what? If anybody said that my dad was gay with another man on public television,
oh my,
I probably wouldn't be too happy about it either. No offense to you gay people. We love you at JPW, but, you know, it's just kind of a little weird.
Billy had a hard time of it.
Yeah. Think of the children.
Next.
The Miz claims to have a big plans for when SmackDown Live moves to Fox. That's big news.
I got something big for him when he moves to Fox.
I'm going to have some boo sound effects all over this.
I want some boo sound effects. Hold on. Check it out.
Oh, booze. Boo sound effects. Dolph Ziggler interviews Batista and Jodie Foster for the movie called The New Day at the E3 convention. Ooh, who gives a
no,
shit?
No.
You dumb bastard.
You just totally botched that up. What so shout out to Botchamania, because one day we're going to be on there if you keep talking like that.
What'd I do? What did I do?
It says Dolph Ziggler.
Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler interviews Batista. Fuck you! Dolph Ziggler interviews Batista and Jodie Foster, comma, The New Day.
It's like a cool trailer. For the movie.
The New Day cool. E3, which is a video game convention. And you know who the New Day are, right, Sren?
I don't know, a band?
Big E Langston, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods.
Oh,
they
right.
love pancakes and
I
unicorns.
I botched Mania the shit out of that.
You did.
I thought it was the name of the movie.
No bootios.
You know, they had anything to do with pancakes?
Yeah, they have a lot to do with pancakes.
Let's take this time to let the Jews tell us about the New Day. Well, enlighten me.
The New Day is this exciting trio of African-American grapplers in the WWE. And they're all about unicorns and pancakes.
Mm. Were they the hosts of WrestleMania like 2 years ago?
That's right.
Oh, they're very
eclectic.
Yeah, I like their outfits.
Yeah, they have some cool outfits.
Next story.
Fuck them.
Big Show on WWE's next breakout superstar, Brock Lesnar, Charlotte Flair, and more.
Okay, what? I'll tell you, the Big Show has to be on WWE's next breakout superstar because he's not one of them. That's why he's got to be
shots
on another.
Shots fired.
Oh, shots.
Low blow?
Anybody really ever liked the Big Show? You know when I liked the Big Show? When he first came in what, the mid-90s as the giant in the Dungeon of Doom in WCW, and he was advertised as Andre's son. And it was like, you just seen how big he was and kind of how mongoloid looking. It was like, oh, yeah, I believe that.
Same voice without the French accent.
Yo, Congo.
I can't believe I got on here. I can't believe I'm on this television station. It's pretty awesome.
WNBC.
Next story. What happened after SD Live ended last night? Chris Jericho interviews Chris Tucker.
Sexual disaster.
Cena and Owens. These headlines are very difficult to read.
Yeah. All right, fuck it. This is my favorite one, though. The next one, Christian Wayans.
Christian Wayans on.
Hey,
I'll read it two different ways, right?
We've all been the Christian Wayans.
Christian Wayans on six-sided ring versus squared circle debate on Impact Wrestling.
I do kind of like that. We could stop at that one for a
second.
Christian Wayans, biblically proportioned. All the right moves. Real hard, real stiff, real fast.
What's your take on the six-sided ring versus the squared circle?
My take is I liked it. I thought back the six-sided ring, and we've talked about this loosely before, was kind of originated in Mexico with the Lucha Libre style of professional wrestling. And then TNA Impact started using it. I'm not going to give you an exact date because you guys can fucking Google it. Google these nuts on your lips, on your chin, on your fucking stomach. Yeah, they started using it, and it's different. It was a very cool alternative because it's like looking at it. And
is it easier to do cool moves?
Not really. A lot of wrestlers really bitched about it because the ropes were so stiff. So if you're going to get on the ropes, there was like no give in them, and they just kind of like slip off and shit, and it would actually hurt dudes more when they're running the ropes, like leave more bruises and shit because they're so fucking...
toy like a tiger.
So I did like it because it's cool because, like I said, you know, WWE has, you know, the fucking squared circle, the four-side wrestling ring, and UFC has the octagon, and TNA had the six-sided ring. And
correct me if I'm wrong, Justin, but isn't it also, hey, they have different size squared circles? Certain promotions have different size circles. Some of them are smaller and some of them are larger. Is this correct? Is this true?
Correct me if I'm right. Well, I think WWE's a 20 by 20.
20 by 20?
Yeah.
Well, the Lucha Underground ones, they look like they're like about 4 feet by 4 feet.
Do you think so?
Same with the Bullet Club clips you were showing me. Is it New Japan?
Did you
clips?
Say Bullet Club clits?
That's the way I say it. Am I saying it wrong?
Clits?
Bullet Club clits.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Go
on
ahead.
YouTube.
Yeah.
You watch the videos.
I watch a lot of clits on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What am I saying?
I don't know.
Okay. But those rings seem smaller than the WWE rings.
They do.
Significantly smaller.
Have you been in any like local or indie type? We're going to have to change that. Next one.
JR interviews Rey Mysterio, Travis Banks.
Fuck off, Rey Mysterio!
Steve Austin, and more.
So hell yeah.
Everybody's just making an appearance today on JP.
You want to hear my Rey Mysterio impression?
Yeah.
Ready? One, two, three.
Booyaka, booyaka, 619. I'm preferably more enjoy 69.
I'm going to skip a few here because, all right. Backstage news on Brock Lesnar's Universal title defense at SummerSlam. When is SummerSlam?
SummerSlam is usually in August. It's like the end of the summer type bullshit.
We got time to talk about this shit.
Yeah, no one cares. Bork Laser.
We know who you really are.
Leo Rush coming to 205 Live. That's kind of a big deal. He was, he's like, what is he? I think he's like 19 or 20 or something. He's really fucking young, but the guy... black dude, really fucking talented. He was in Ring of Honor for a long time, and I think he did some stuff with New Japan. He came into NXT, and then he kind of ran his mouth about, who was it that just got released? I don't know, one of the divas or the fucking women's wrestlers in WWE got released, and he was kind of an asshole about it on Twitter. So
she probably would have rejected him. He asked her out on a date.
Probably, and she's like, no, you're a fucking...
You have bad breath.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth and maybe. What's next one? News on Baron Corbin's new role.
Hopefully it's cutting his hair because that bald spot's getting fucking ridiculous. And he wets it all the time. Dude, it's his forehead. You're fucking ridiculous, Baron Corbin. Come find me.
Quit wetting that bald spot,
yeah.
Corbin.
Yeah. Piece of shit.
Rumor on match against Kurt Angle. Baron Corbin versus Kurt Angle.
Not into it.
Do you give a shit when they do rumors of matches? Because aren't you just going to find out in 2 days anyways?
No. Yes and no. I mean, sometimes they take these things to build, and when you're reading the dirt sheets like we are, you know, dirt sheet debauchery, it's kind of giving you an insight on what these writers and everybody in the companies are thinking. So it's cool because it's exciting because you can kind of get all erected to the fact that your favorite dream match may happen. And maybe if it does, and if it's in WWE, then you're going to be like fucking toner. You're going to put some skin toner on, total boner buzzkill, because it's just going to suck.
Toner, buzzkill.
Yeah. Like AJ and Nakamura and WWE. It's like, let's just have them do a bunch of fucking low blows, which always work.
They always work.
They always do.
Impact Wrestling joins Chris Jericho's upcoming cruise.
Okay, that's really cool. I'd like to touch on that. Chris Jericho has this cruise coming up in, I believe, October. If I'm wrong, you guys can fucking suck me. Anyways, but this is cool for a lot of reasons. I don't know how to really put it in the fucking words, but there's kind of been like a feud, I guess you should put it that way, between him and Impact Lucha Underground superstar Sammy Callahan. And Sammy's just, he's pretty blunt, dude. Like, his shit's really like explicit, kind of like this show. It's brutal, and he's kind of like an old school heel, and he draws really old school heat, and it's entertaining as fuck. And he's kind of going after Jericho now, saying he was going to invade the cruise that he's having, which also includes a lot of Ring of Honor superstars, and Kenny Omega is also going to be there.
So what role is Chris Jericho's playing? He's not being a heel. He's being all positive.
He's not, but that's the cool thing about Jericho now. He's the guy, and he's such a fucking superstar now. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. I mean, he could bounce from the biggest company in the world, WWE, to the second biggest in New Japan, then, you know, bring Ring of Honor guys on, and now there's been rumor mills are swirling, oh my God, that he's going to do some shit with Impact.
Let me ask you this. Since he's hopping around these different promotions, is his personality changing between promotions, or he's all...
Yeah, he is
so he's talking
best.
Shit on one,
yeah,
but he's like...
New Japan, he's the shit, dude. Like, I was so surprised. He's cutting a promo on a wrestler named Naito, and he's just like, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. And this is Chris Jericho, you know what I mean, that we're seeing do this, and it's like, whoa, what the fuck? He's like, listen, Junior. It's like, I'm fucking crazy. It's like, I'm watching this shit, and I just want to choke someone, you know? But it's fucking good. It's exciting. And Jericho, I mean, he's a well fucking established superstar. He's a fucking living legend, basically. We're all very familiar with Chris Jericho and his many incarnations. But I think right now in New Japan, it's cool because he's kind of like this badass wrestler / rock star dude, and he's just all out, like, don't give a fuck, you know? He's like, I came here to fuck you up. I'm down with that.
But then on his cruise,
I mean, I don't know.
He wears like spandex with stars on him.
Well, you know, he probably always brushes his teeth every stars. Day. He's the GOAT, according to him. Just ask him.
Ready? Next one?
Yeah.
I'm going to skip that one. Jury rules shoot in favor it all over CM me. Punk and Colt Cabana and Dr. Christopher Amin Lawsuit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care about that, but right. Congrats to the Midwest boys on your victory.
Triple H talks about NXT possibly leaving the WWE network. What the hell did I say?
That's interesting.
Did I say Triple H?
Yeah. Okay. Triple H. No, I was just trying to do my China impersonation. Yeah, I think that's interesting for a couple of reasons. One, I had already, as a lot of you people listening right now may have already seen, they were doing promos or commercials talking about NXT was coming to USA Network. And I was like, what the fuck? That's kind of one of the network, the WWE Network's big draw. So maybe they see something I don't. I think it needs to stay where it's at. You're going to lose subscribers. I mean, I'm on and off again with the fucking WWE Network because it's like, you get it. You watch a lot of shit and then you don't fucking need it. No, these pay-per-views are a fucking buzzkill. Next.
Shawn Michaels hints at one more match, possible tag team match with Triple H and more.
I don't think that's going to happen, but in pro wrestling, never say never.
I did read a quote that was pretty funny, and I don't remember the quote, but he talks about how the match would go. He's like, I've been retired for 8 years. 5 years ago, people started asking if it was a good move. I wouldn't mind going back in the ring one more time with Triple H tag team and hitting some dudes below the belt and then leaving the ring. So that's, it was like, he just wants to, he just wants to go in front of like 100,000 people and kicks and punches. Well, balls.
He did that at WrestleMania like a couple years ago. Like, him, Mick Foley, and Stone Cold all came out and basically did their finishers to, I forget whoever the fuck they were taking on at the time.
Taking them all on!
In the back, in the locker room. Yeah, but come on. If they were going to do that and he was going to come back, last year AJ Styles challenged, you know, was trying to generate buzz to get a dream match going with him. He even went as far as to design his own, like, promo poster, and it was all professionally done. It was badass looking, and posted on his Twitter, and it generated fucking buzz and hype. And then Sean was like, yeah, no, I'm retired, bro. So whatever. And he's also he's not a sexy boy anymore. He's an old man. The heartbreak kid, what are you gonna call him now? The heartbreak geriatric love machine type sort of guy?
The break hip kid.
No? That's good. No? I can dig it.
Oh yeah, I can dig it. Get on my side. Yeah. Jump Judy.
All right, next.
I don't like any of these articles.
Yeah.
Next article. XFL names Oliver Luck commissioner and CEO.
Yeah.
You were very excited about this.
I wouldn't say very excited, but I'm
so excited about this.
I think it's cool for the XFL, who are actually trying to establish themselves as a real football commodity now, whereas the first time around, it was kind of just a fucking circus act. So, yeah, Andrew Luck's dad, star good quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
Hasn't played Bears in like fan 2 years.
Yeah. Like that. You know, it's what happens at football.
Is this next story an actual story? Simon Dean turns 46? Is that who cares?
Yeah, Simon. Yeah. Well, you know who Simon Dean is?
No.
You don't know who Simon Dean is, but do you know who the Blue World Order is from ECW? We talked about it.
Come on, listen friend. When you guys talk.
Yeah, obviously, motherfucker. He was Nova in ECW.
Oh, no, I don't know that either.
This piece of shit.
I'll Google it.
All right. Yeah, happy birthday, Simon Dean.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy. Wish I knew you better.
He does not, though. He's such a liar. Oh, God. What else we got? Well, here you go. Oh, and actually, see, this is really cool now. We're going to dig a little deeper into this. Slammiversary is basically, it is Impact Wrestling's one of their flagship pay-per-views. They don't really have much anymore, which I think is kind of cool because it's the pay-per-view market as far as WWE is considered. Like having two or three or whatever the fuck they're doing now a month is just oversaturated and no one gives a fuck, especially when you got piss poor programming going on. But this is going to be the 16th anniversary of Impact Wrestling. It's going to be held at the Rebel Complex in Toronto, live on pay-per-view July 2nd, which is a Sunday. And they've made a couple of big announcements as far as returning Nooper stars. Well, one was a guy who was X Division champion a couple months ago, Taji Ishimori, who is actually now the Bone Soldier for the Bullet Club in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Nice.
And it's really cool because if you guys go online and you look at impactwrestling.com, they tell you who's returning and they got Ishimori on there and it's got the New Japan logo. And it's really cool because that's showing those guys working together. And that's going to make Impact nothing but fucking better. So that's cool. He's coming back. Hopefully he'll show back up as the Bone Soldier. I can't say it. I can't fucking talk. Maybe it's this fucking delicious Budweiser and tequila. You know what? Here. Cheers, Threaten.
Delicious tequila. Corralejo tequila, direct from Mexico.
It's something you do for fun in your basement.
Hey, give me no eagle powers! They give me no eagle powers! They give me no nutrients!
Anyways, so yeah, Bone Soldier. I got it right that time. Come to Slammiversary July 22nd in Toronto. Get your tickets at shopimpact.com. Another guy returning is the mayor of Slamtown. You know who that is, don't you?
That was my nickname a few years ago.
Really, at that brothel you worked at?
Yeah.
Suge Knight. Suge all night long.
No, I don't know who the
Well, he goes by many names. Well, you've been watching Lucha Underground, right? Johnny Mundo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Cool.
John Morrison?
Because
he looks like Jim.
Yeah.
But with abs, and he's got a pulse.
Too soon, bro.
Damn, that's been like 40 fucking years. And I love the Doors. Shout out to Joe, Musically Meditated. He loves the Doors, too. Yeah, so a couple of big announcements. Some gentlemen returning.
All right. Let's see. One of their articles we got. I'm going to go to page two here for two more.
Okay.
And then we're going to move the fuck on.
Get the fuck out! Well, while you're doing that, I got... Actually, well, never mind. I don't want to do that right now. I feel like I'm... Got a little pre-cum going, and I'm gonna jump the gun.
Please don't.
I don't want to bust before.
Yeah, all these other stories are kind of lame.
Okay, so let's you want to go into some upcoming events like pay-per-views and shit going on.
I want to play a game, and then we'll do the upcoming events.
This ain't no game.
We'll see how lame it is because I told you before we started recording. Hey, Wallace, I got this awesome new format we're gonna use, and then we showed up here, and I didn't do my job. So the struggle.
This is kind of a reoccurring role. I need
it's been 11 weeks in a row.
Someone get me a steel fucking chair. That's all right. As long as you guys are entertained, I don't give a fuck.
All right. So we're going to play a game. What is this game? This game is all about gimmicks.
This ain't no fucking game.
It's going to be a reoccurring game. But this week, what I'm going to do, I'm going to name off a wrestler and then I'm going to name some of the gimmicks that they have had.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me which one is the fake one.
Okay, yeah, I'll fucking do that. Let's fucking do it, damn it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
First
I'm
guy.
Hard.
We're gonna start real easy. Ready?
Oh, you're such a gentleman. You know, chivalry is not dead.
Which of the following is not this guy, one of the gimmicks that this guy had? Ready? The Undertaker. The American Badass. Grandpa. Original Dead Man.
Did you just say Glampa? Because if you, I'm going to steal that.
The Undertaker. American Badass. Grandpa. Original Dead Man.
What was the second one?
American Badass.
What was the third one?
Grandpa.
I'm going to say Grandpa.
That is correct. Congratulations. Bam!
Yeah!
Warming it up.
Are we throwing sound effects on this shit, too?
Absolutely. In the future, we'll have real-time sound effects.
Yeah.
Right now, you just got to use your imagination.
Well, not really, because when you guys hear this shit, it's gonna be lit AF.
Lit AF.
As the children say.
Ready? Next wrestler. Chris Jericho. The Codebreaker. Lionheart. Stupid idiot Jericho. The guy with triangle tits. The Ayatollah of rock and rolla. The world's most jealous man. And Y2J.
That's actually kind of a tough one, but
Chris Jericho, the Codebreaker, Lionheart, the man with triangle tits, stupid idiot Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
Stupid idiot. I'm gonna say triangle tits for the win. Bam.
Oh man, you're 2 for 2. These are so difficult.
His tits are like separated, like kind of like Scott Steiner's now. His pecs have like pulled apart. They're weird looking.
I think they're. I love they're you, beefing. Chris.
I'm cheesing right now. I'm fucking cheesing my balls off, guy.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know who this dude is. So
you fucking bring
really test your
my testicles.
Jerry Taylor. The Jerry, Repo.
It's Terry Taylor.
It does say T Terry. Terry Taylor. Repo Man. Kushner.
Corporal Kushner. God damn it.
Blacktop Bully. Tsar Mongo. Mr. Hole in One.
Mr. That's me.
Mr. Dirty Booty. That's terrible. I quit.
Mr. Duty Booty.
Mr.
Dirty Booty.
Mr. Doody Booty. What the fuck?
Looking like I got a doody boot on.
Which one is it? Tsar Mongo?
Well, first, Black all Top of them Bully? Sounded... No, Blacktop Bully was a fucking real guy.
Repo Man.
Yeah. Oh, the Repo Man was a real guy. So
Terry Taylor. It's all one guy.
No, Terry Taylor was none of those guys. He was the Red Rooster. Remember him?
I remember the Red Rooster.
That's Terry Taylor.
Well, those are all his other...
No, Blacktop Bully.
Well, the internet lied to me.
That though. Was... in the Repo Man, that was Smash from Demolition. Barry Darso.
Yeah. I knew there was something fishy about
that's why
names.
The juice is here to fucking pick you up when you fall, brother. I
thanks,
love you.
Man. It's going to be a lot of negative, like wrong answer buzzes every time I speak. Ready?
Love it. Yeah.
This one's classic.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Foley.
Mm-hmm.
Dude Love.
Mm-hmm.
Cactus Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Anaconda Don't Wanna.
Oh, Anaconda Don't Wanna. Bam!
That's true.
Oh, great.
I'm fucking up the energy of this game.
I just ready? Came to.
Ray Trailer. Big Boss Man.
Yep.
Ray Fat Fuck.
Ray Fat Fuck. Bam!
You don't hear the other ones?
No. Yeah.
Boss Hog. Guardian Angel.
Boss Hog? You straight up
this is all one guy.
Just
it's all one
good
guy.
Old boys.
Ray Trailer. Ray Fat Fuck. Big Boss Man. Big Bubba Rogers.
Oh, yeah. WCW.
The Boss.
Yeah.
Guardian Angel. Boss Hog.
He was a Guardian Angel.
Which one is not the right?
Fucking Boss Hog for the win.
And Ray Fat Fuck. You missed it.
You
missed Ray Fat Fuck.
It
was a possible
Ray...
bonus.
What? Get the
Ray Trailer. Ray Fat Fuck. Big Boss Man. Big Bubba Rogers. The Boss. Guardian Angel. And Boss Hog.
I kill you in your sleep.
All right. Matt cool. Bourne.
Matt Sydal.
Doink. Big Josh. Great Mustafa.
Okay.
I actually didn't write a fake one for that. So
he was all
cue
of those.
Buzz noise. Cue yeah, wrong answer.
Cue
noise
the
for
failure Seth on your approach to this episode.
Ready?
Yeah.
The Godfather. Papa Shango. Sir
Shango.
Charles. Papa Shango. Sir Charles.
Barkley.
Kama Mustafa. Kent Fupa.
Ooh, Count Fupa. There it is.
Kent.
Kent Fupa?
The Godfather. Papa Shango. Sir Charles.
Shango. Kama Mustafa, the ultimate fighting machine.
The Godfather. Papa Shango. Sir Charles. Kama Mustafa. Kent Fupa.
It was Kent Fupa.
That's correct.
Bam! Yeah, I mean, fat upper pussy era. It was, you know, He didn't have that. He has a dick.
The guy has a dick. Would you believe it?
All right. This is the last one. And this is just funny.
Final thoughts.
There's no fake one. This is just funny to me because.
There's nothing fake in pro wrestling. You people are fake.
Steve Austin had some funny ones because Stone Cold is. I mean, he was known as the Ringmaster once.
Yeah. When he first came in the WWE under the tutelage of one Ted DiBiase, which is the Million Dollar Man.
I know he was stunning Steve.
He was stunning.
He had a fabulous mane of long blonde hair.
WCW and the Hollywood Blondes with Brian Pillman.
But was he also the Hollywood Blonde?
Yeah, he was in the Hollywood Blondes.
Okay.
Did he have any other? It was a tag team.
Did he have any other aliases?
Not that I'm aware of, but he had a lot of shit. When he was coming up with the Stone Cold character in WWF, WWE, fuck my face. They were pitching a bunch of stupid shit at him, like... They call him like the Icicle Killer or some. We've talked about it before on here. It was real cheesy, super cheesy shit. And it was like his wife at the time was sitting there and they were watching something on some serial killer. And it's like, you know, like, oh, something about somebody had mentioned that either this guy's name was Stone Cold or it's like, oh, well, that's Stone Cold. And like, she was like, that's it. That's your name. And it stuck, you know.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, dong.
Okay, the game's over, but there's two guys that I want to see if you can remember some of their names.
Okay. Throw it at me.
Hulk Hogan didn't have many.
No, I he was Sterling Golden.
Oh, shit.
Brother, we Deep love cut. The Hulkster on here. Look at Deep that. Cut. You see those pythons flexing right now? Is that making you hard? First lady, JP Dub, a little wet. She likes it.
Oh, you're talking to.
The shelf what in else? The room.
Who else? Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster.
All right. So if we're going to go back, he was Terry the Boulder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Don't ask me about my lover.
Keep going.
He was Sterling Golden, Terry the Boulder, Balea. There was one. Well, obviously Hollywood, Hulk Hogan.
Kent Fupa.
Get the fuck out of here with Kent
Bringing
Fupa.
It back.
This ain't no Nerf football game.
That's it, right?
Yeah, I think for the most part that I'm aware of. There's probably one you're going to say that I'm going to be like.
I don't have any. Okay. I just want to see what you can bring out of these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Jesse Ventura.
Jesse the Body? Like other aliases, Jesse the Body went under. That might be a little more tough. I am a huge fan of Jesse the Body. I mean, anybody that's fucking seen Predator, say, hey,
I ain't got time to bleed.
Yeah, you just fuck it up. God damn it. But yeah, basically,
you bleed, man.
You bleed, man. We're gonna establish a perimeter. You guys, we're gonna establish a perimeter.
You sound good. Shout out to Last Podcast on the Left for that one.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Yeah, there you go.
It's totally obvious. The Illuminati.
Yeah.
I live in a bunker in Mexico.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, I do.
Jesse, how have you been down in Mexico, man?
I've been pretty good. Let me tell you what. I don't speak the language, but everything works out.
How was being mayor of Minnesota, dude?
Oh, it was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you use any cigars in vaginal territories?
No, I'm not ridiculous like that. I use my own... pure-blooded, 100% American Vietnam vet penis.
Hey, will you finger me with your penis?
No.
All right.
Yes, and?
I love it. I love you, Jesse.
I'll work on it.
You're the real body.
Sorry about that.
Get the fuck out, Jesse!
Bye-bye, baby.
Baby, bye-bye-bye.
Well, I'd like to formally apologize to the entire audience of Juice Pro Wrestling for that game. Now we're going
drinking
to
tequila. Fuck you. We apologize.
Now we're going
to
talk about
no regrets. No regrets.
We're going to talk about upcoming events and shit that you are excited about in the world of professional wrestling.
World of professional wrestling. We'll get out. This one's out to our previous guest on episode 10, Brett Short, because he's such a hard on boner MMA guy. Hard on boner. Hard on boner.
Hard on boner.
Because that's what's real. Sports aren't fixed across the board. UFC 225, Whitaker versus Romero 2. All right, good. Great. We got you. I love you, Brett.
Who cares? No one gives a fuck.
Actually, what's happening Sunday, 6/9/2018, I'm very excited about this, is New Japan Dominion. Huge fucking card for them. This is taking place at Osaka Joe Hall in Osaka, Japan. What you got going on is this is the fourth time these guys have gotten together. And there's a guy on the Pro Wrestling or the Wrestling Observer, I should call it, Dave Meltzer, who has been a kind of like what I would aspire to be, a fucking wrestling know-it-all, nerd boy, but still somewhat kind of sprung, but have a lot of people hate me still because I'm so sexy. He has a rating system for matches, and a lot of people rag on him because he only gives fucking like the Japanese matches like these. It's like a 4-star rating system, and he mainly only gives 4 stars, and he's very decisive with who he's throwing the shit out to, but to a lot of Japan stuff. But that's where the shit's happening. That's where it's going on. So for all you fucking smart marks out there, go smoke some crack and go back to your white trash trailer home. That's right, I said it. If you smell la, 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 what the juice is cooking. Anyways, IWGP Heavyweight Championship match. This is the 4th bout between these motherfuckers, Okada and Kenny Omega. These guys, every time they've wrestled 3 times, every match has been like a 5-6-star fucking match. And they've gone the distance, and it's just been ridiculous fucking, if you like watching wrestling for the sake of like good storytelling, but
you ridiculous. Had me at ridiculous fucking.
Yeah, I mean, I always do. I'm a ladies' man. And obviously, I'm a sweating man. And I'm also a boatman and a tan man. So, yeah. These guys will fucking tear the house down. It's going to happen. If you don't fucking have a subscription to New Japan World, go right now and sign up. NewJapanWorld.com. Download the app. You will not be disappointed in what you're about to fucking see. IWGP, which, for those of you that don't know, is the International Wrestling Grand Prix. Is what that stands for. The Intercontinental Championship. This is a huge one right here that we were just talking about. This Chris Jericho. Yes, the Chris fucking Jericho, the Lionheart, versus Naito. The whole buildup to this fucking thing. And they, when Omega fought Jericho, we're talking about going on 5-6 months ago now. After that pay per view, which was Wrestle Kingdom. Jericho showed up after that to attack Naito and set up a storyline. And then he was gone for several months. So people, and I like how they're doing that because it's kind of cool because you get your guys, like, I don't claim to be a smart mark. I love professional wrestling, but as you guys can fucking tell, there's a lot of shit I don't fucking know.
There's a lot of stuff to know. Yeah,
there is a lot of stuff to know. But guess what? I have a fucking job and a life too, you know? And as we all do. And I love to be entertained, and this is like one of my favorite ways to do so. But I'm not one of those guys who's going to sit there and just shit on everything and, you know, be some kind of smart mark fucking asshole, even though I am just an asshole. But this match has been so built properly that like it gets me sprung. And I think at the end of it, there's going to be a little bit of ejaculate.
If you re-listen to episode 11, you will notice that Wallace has been erect this entire time. You keep saying, I just got hard, but you've said it 25 times already.
Well, yeah, because it goes away. It goes away. Sometimes the hard don't stay. It goes away. It goes away. See, we don't need sound effects. Fuck that shit. Naito versus Chris Jericho. If you don't fucking tune into that, then you're a piece of shit. Here's another great match.
Real piece of shit.
Yeah. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship, even though the site I'm reading off of botched and how good I am, I fucking covered for you guys. See, your tender ears don't have to hear this fallacy of a fucking proposition.
You're welcome.
That this website proposed. IWPG is what they call it.
It's a golf tournament.
Yeah, fuck your lives. Anyway, the Junior Heavyweight Championship, Will Ospreay, who is one of the most amazing fucking athletes I've ever seen. If you guys go back and Google his matches he had with Ricochet, who's now in WWE NXT, it'll fucking blow your mind. Jim Cornette don't like it because it's a lot of flippy, flippy, spot monkey shit. You know what spot monkey is? Do you like flippy, flippy, spot monkey?
No, I don't know what a spot monkey is.
A spot monkey.
I'd like you to explain it. I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be.
Okay.
It's okay. Settle down. Pull your pants back up. A spot monkey is a guy, basically a lot of people call like the Young Bucks, and guys doing a bunch of high spots is what they call it, like flips and death-defying moves. That's a spot monkey, a guy who's only looking to get his pops from doing that.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But you have, they're still in the business. There's a lot of old-timers that want to shit on, you know, the way professional wrestling has evolved and what it's become. But you can't deny it. I mean, it has to do that. You know, no one wants to see fucking 30 style grappling or even fuck back in. I loved it in the 80s, but let's face it. It was a lot of dudes holding each other in sleeper holds for about 10 minutes and doing a clothesline. The only reason I believe that when I was a kid was case in point. I was a fucking kid. You know, give me something now that, yeah, I know wrestling is predetermined.
What? What?
Yeah. I didn't say the other word, though, because we don't say the F word on JP Dub. It is predetermined, but it's a lot more acceptable that it is predetermined because these are still fucking athletes that are going and doing ridiculous shit that, I'm sorry, like, yeah, you get a guy like Michael Jordan or anybody who is a superb athlete, they can't do this. And the shit they do with their body, it's fucking amazing and it's death-defying. So Will
Ospreay, you don't think ballet dancers are less of ballet dancers because they ballet dance and their dance is predetermined?
If they're male...
Pro wrestlers are exactly like ballet dancers. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, it is a dance. It
they're
is
exactly
ballet.
Like ballet dancers. Yeah.
You know? I know you were trying to make a rib on that, but I actually wholeheartedly agree with that.
Any choreographed, like any kind of stuff where you know what you're going to do is predetermined. That doesn't take away from it. You're still going to can bust an ankle, bust
kinda
a
like
toe,
UFC
bust a rib.
Kind of like UFC 225 where CM Punk is going to fight Michael Jackson, and it's predetermined that Jackson's going to whoop his ass. That's not, you know, I just saw it because there's a fucking ad right here and it says CM Punk versus Jackson. You know, the guy's name is Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Just throw Michael Jackson out there. He might sell some more seats. It'd be like, fuck, it's a zombie.
Mr. Jefferson, that's ignorant.
Yeah. Will Ospreay versus Hiromu Takahashi. Will Ospreay being the champion, of course, for the IWGP, not the PG, assholes, get it right, over at WrestlingInc.com.
Bulls.
Who the fuck are you? Yeah, you fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up. IWGP Tag Team Championship. Evil and Sonata, who are the tag team champions, versus the Young Motherfucking Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson, who we're huge fans of on JP Dub. They're entrepreneurs. They are dopest boys who do business, and they're changing the fucking landscape. They're all in.
Can I have that acronym again? Dopest B?
Dopest B? Boys who do business? Dopest B. Dopest B. Dopest. Dopest B. I stole that from Tim and Eric. Thank you, guys. Anyways, the way I see it playing out, if a lot of you watch Being the Elite YouTube series, you know that the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are kind of split right now. I mean, even though they're still together, Kenny Omega's been back with the Golden Lovers, his tag team, and they've had their match, and it was a fucking knockdown.
You, by God, it was a slobber knocker, I'll tell you what.
It was a great fucking match. But the way the story's playing out and through these episodes and what's been going on in New Japan, I wouldn't doubt if we don't see a reconciliation of some sorts between the Bucks and Kenny Omega and the Bullet Club themselves. So you're going to hear here first. I may be wrong, but Young Bucks walk out as tag champs and motherfucking Kenny Omega, the cleaner, walks
you
out.
You heard it here first. Look out for that hug and butt pat.
Yeah, hug and butt pat and maybe an
ball squeeze.
Yeah, ball kiss.
You have to do all
what
that.
Did I just say, man? This tequila is changing my perception. All right, never open weight championship. And this is cool because New Japan's got like a weird fucking title called the Never Open Weight Championship. You know, my weight's never open, so it's a never open weight. Hiroki Goto versus Michael Elgin versus Taichi. Michael Elgin, a lot of you may remember from Ring of Honor Wrestling. Goto's a fucking awesome champion, really into what he's doing. Taichi, I don't know too much about. So we're going to move on to that. And then IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championships on the line. El Desperado versus Yoshinobu Kanemaru.
Perfect.
Versus Sho and Yo, who are the, well, they were the Kabuki Kum Squad. No, they don't.
I'm going to leave that in. That's true.
That is true. Fuck it. We're changing the way you think about professional wrestling.
Kabuki.
And then
no, that's legit. That's not a dirty word.
Is it too legit to quit?
Kabuki?
Yeah.
I got confused. I got confused with
it's
the
this tequila is making me forget shit, you know? I know their tag team.
Who are they?
Roppongi. It's Roppongi 3K.
Nice.
Yeah. It came back to me. That's what I do. I'm swole in the lower regions.
You need to be. Every time I call you out, you remember it perfectly. But when you're just chilling, you tend to...
I tend to forget.
But when I'm like, hey!
That's right. You got to whip it back into me because my name is Tobit.
I call you out. You have 100% recollection rate.
Yeah.
Recall rate?
Erection rate. David Finley, who is the son of, remember Fit Finley?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his son. Him and the false flag and Juice Robinson. Come okay. on. Versus Yoshihashi and Jay White. Switchblade Jay White. I'm a big fan of him. You guys check him out. Google it. Fuck your life. Toru Yano. Yano is kind of like a sloppy, fat Japanese guy, but he's funny. He's entertaining. And Tomohiro Ishii versus Zack Sabre Jr. and Minoru Suzuki. Should be all these matches are going to be good, even if it's names you guys aren't familiar with. That's the quality of New Japan Pro Wrestling. You can sit here and not even fucking be a wrestling fan, but when you watch what they put on, it's like, holy shit, you know, you're going to have a good time. You're going to get your buddies together. You're going to get a lot of fucking beer, a lot of fucking never mind. And, you're just going to have a good time. And then here we go. This event's going to be fucking huge. Cause if you consider the names of people who are considered outsiders that are involved in this, like your Chris Jericho, Rey Mysterio, Jushin Thunder Liger, and Hiroshi Tanahashi versus the villain Marty Skrull, Hangman Page, and Cody, aka the Bullet Club. Six-man tag match that's going to be happening. It's going to be fucking great. I can't wait for it. You guys, you know, hit us up on YouTube and leave your comments on Facebook and the Juice Pro Wrestling Universe Facebook group and let us know what you thought about this fucking extravagant display of sportsmanship and splendor. And then coming up next, we got on 6/16 NXT TakeOver Chicago 2. That actually, former guest TJ Payne coming, he's going to actually be at that, and we will have a full report. I'm not going to spend too much time on that one, but we will have, that's emanating from the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois. We will have a full detailed report of the aftermath through his eyes, through his childlike eyes, once that takes place. As far as what's going now, the card, you have the NXT Championship, Aleister Black versus the Mongoloid, Lars Sullivan. NXT Women's Championship, you have Shayna Baszler versus Nikki Cross. If you remember last week, we talked with Brett. Shayna Baszler is one of those crossover superstars, former woman of mixed martial arts. Then you got the NXT Tag Team Championship. You have Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, a.k.a. Damn it, Ren, you never do your homework.
The Blue Beetle?
A.k.a. the Undisputed Era. Versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. So a couple of scrubs. That should be fucking exciting. And then we got a Chicago street fight. And I know this is going to, because when these guys fucking fight, they have it. And everybody's going to be fucking going nuts because they did at the last takeover during Mania. Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa, the Sicilian psychopath. It's going to be fucking great. And I'm all about a Chicago street fight. It reminds me of the old school Road Warrior days. And then another match, and I don't know why on this fucking website this match is in such small fucking print, because to me it's the biggest one I give a fuck about. Ricochet versus the Velveteen Dream. Velveteen is, man, he's the best.
He is the best.
He's the best, and I love to have, moving on. After Money in the Bank, we got coming up ROH Ring of Honor Wrestling, Best in the World 2018. Emanating from the UMBC Event Center in Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore, the shithole Maryland. Been up there many a times for an event called the Maryland Death Fest, which is a underground death metal, grindcore, doom, stoner metal, any type of genre metal festival that's being held there. It's a very successful fest. It's a cool fest, don't get me wrong, but I just, you know, I don't like walking by all the homeless people. Kind of makes me uneasy. Change? Do you have any change? And then so after that, we got WWE coming back in July on the 15th with Extreme Rules. Probably gonna suck big fucking dicks. Impact Wrestling Slammiversary on July 22nd, the Rebel Complex in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Shit's probably gonna be off the hook. We're probably gonna get a little more reveal as far as to what their future plans are, and as far as working with these other companies like New Japan Pro Wrestling, which is a big fucking deal for them. And Ring of Honor. And then in August, on August 19th, we got Sretton's favorite Summer Classic, the Summer Slam! Coming from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York!
Beautiful.
That was. And then the event to end all events, September 1st. What we got coming up, Sretton?
That one thing we're going to be
Quit looking at me like Bernard from Westworld right now.
I mean, I gotta look. You gotta paint a picture. People don't know what I look like.
I know. They're gonna find out real fucking soon.
Like Bernard from
Westworld.
Westworld.
Except you're a little lighter, but still exotic.
That event that we're gonna be on the what do you call it? Jesus Christ.
All in, motherfucker.
No, but we're gonna actually have a booth.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, that's the star cast. That's like a separate, it's a part
we'll
of All In.
We'll be in the building.
Yeah. We're going to fucking, if you come up and see us, we might fucking suplex you, give you a brain buster, you know?
What's that Canadian move?
Oh, the Canadian club?
Yeah, we'll give them.
It makes you throw up instantly.
Hey? What's that? You said it's the coolest move in recent history.
Oh, the Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, everybody steals it.
That thing's awesome.
Yeah, you watched it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody tries to.
We'll do that to you.
That's got it. Yeah, we'll do that to you, and then we'll find your family, and
we'll do that to them.
We'll do that to them, amongst other things. They're probably inappropriate. We'll
find your wife.
Yeah,
your wives.
We're gonna do all these things, and if
we'll
you call
buy them
the cops,
a nice dinner or make them a nice omelet or something, and then we'll do
of
that
course.
Move.
Yeah, and if the you call Canadian the cops destroyer. On us, guess what? It's all gonna happen again,
again, and again,
and again. Yeah. And the beat goes one. And the beat goes one. Snap it to a slip, Jim. Ah!
All right. Yeah. So that's all I got as far as upcoming events that I give a shit about. And I don't even give a shit about half of them. They'll get us up until All In. That's the goal. When you guys listen from now, it's all about leading to All In.
The countdown begins.
Yes. About what is going to happen once fucking Threaten the Savage and Big Juice Stud arrive and fucking tear the walls down.
I've been practicing my leg drops.
Have you? I don't think the leg drops can move for you in your spinal column. I don't want you to shrink. You're such a large man.
I've been practicing my...
You're more of a
move,
sleeper
what's
a
move
bear
where
hug
you,
type
where you,
guy.
Where you take someone and then you throw them
oh,
against
the
ropes.
That's the Dalton where you rip his fucking throat out and then you come down it.
Well, pain don't hurt.
Very inappropriate, very fast.
All right, let's close it out. Tell people where to find you. Tell people what to do.
All right, motherfuckers, listen up. You can find Juice
be
Pro
more
Wrestling.
Serious.
I'm totally being serious. I can only be me. I do appreciate all you guys' support and everybody that downloads and shares and talks about how crazy and wild our show is. You know, we're here for that reason. We're here to entertain, not to fucking put you to sleep. You can find me on Twitter at JPDubPodcast. That's where there's a lot of information going on as far as what's all the different promotions in pro wrestling and news and, you know, who I think's the sexiest knockout, all that type of shit. Find us on Twitter at JP Dub Podcast, on Instagram at Juice Pro Wrestling. You can find us at www.greendoornetwork.com along with other great podcasts like Musically Meditated, Pricks on Flicks, etc., etc., etc. It's Asexual, etc. Where else can you find us at, Seren? Facebook? You can join the Juice Pro Wrestling Universe group.
Join that group. Share your clips. Discuss. Yeah. Fight with us. Agree with us.
Yeah.
Cyber high five us.
That's right. Let's get a battle royale of opinions and fucking an eclectic mix of your favorite pro wrestling stories, experiences, any of that shit. We want to hear from you guys. You can find us on YouTube if you search Juice Pro Wrestling. And we are now on what? Pretty much we're on iTunes, Stitcher, right? Am I right?
Everything.
Google Play?
Yep.
All that. Under.
If you have an Android, whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, just type in Juice Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
You'll find us.
Yeah. You're going to find fucking heaven. And you know what else you're going to find? Do you know?
What?
You know. What? Don't give me that shit-eating grin if you don't
know. It's the only way I can smile.
Oh, I love it so much. You're going to find a good fucking time. So, yeah, once again, I really do appreciate everybody listening, and let's get a little more active, you know? We all love pro wrestling. Let's face it, that's why you're fucking tuned in. And even if you're not, I guarantee you were fucking entertained. And if you weren't, go in our comments and leave your address, and we'll talk about it.
Face-to-face.
Yeah. For Threaten the Savage, this is Big Juice Stud signing off. We'll see you on episode 12 when shit gets fucking real. Wet 'em up.
Wet 'em up.
Wet 'em up.
Wet 'em up.
You gonna do sex to me?